Here's Tom Andreessen, a long-term resident of Haines, to tell us about when Hollywood came to Jones Point.
Hi, this is Tom Andreessen. Hollywood came to Haines in late 1989 for the filming of the movie White Fang. I worked for the production company for the entire 10 months they were here in Haines. My role initially was working with the location scout to help find the resources in town that the production company needed, such as housing for the actors and crew, space for special effects, carpenter shop, wardrobe, film editing, housing for the animal actors, and transportation. Once filming began, I was assigned to the position of location manager, which made me responsible for, among other things, finding filming locations in the valley that met the director's vision for the film, negotiating with landowners for the use of their property for filming, and setting up security on sets. Many locals were hired by the production company for all sorts of jobs, such as special effects, transportation, animal handlers, wardrobe assistants, extras, office staff, and safety crews. Of the approximately 30 locations around the Chilkat Valley used for the filming of White Fang, Jones Point was by far the largest and most involved filming locations. Jones Point at that time looked much different than it does today. Today's lush alder and spruce trees did not exist then. Rather, it was approximately 20 acres of bare, flat dirt that had been used as a log storage area for the Alaska Forest Products sawmill that had operated for several decades at Jones Point before closing in the mid-70s. This land provided a perfect blank canvas for the film company's production designer, carpenters, sign painters, and set decorators to create two town sets. The first was the Gold Rush era of Skagway, complete with dock and bow of a steamship, and the other was a Gold Rush boom town called Klondike City. There were approximately 35 structures created at Jones Point for the film. Some buildings were simply false front walls, while others were complete buildings like the Klondike Saloon and the barn for the dog fight scene. The smaller Skagway set was closest to the river, and the rear of some of these buildings were used as fronts of several buildings for the Klondike City set, which was situated between the Skagway set and the hill rising up from Jones Point. Along the slopes, nearby, were stairs leading up to boardwalks and wall tents overlooking Klondike City. At the conclusion of filming, the production company requested the sets be demolished and the site cleaned up and the property turned over to the landowner. The community of Haines had other plans for the movie set buildings, though. Through fundraising, grants, and volunteer time, many of the more substantial structures were moved to the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds to create Dalton City as we see it today.